This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boy, don't we all wish, of all the years to host All-Star Weekend, of course we should have hosted it a number of years ago, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go back into that. But anyway, we got it back. And of course, the year we get it back is the one year that we just go, right? I mean, every other year, we're winning World Series, winning the East, roaring from behind, winning 100 games, hitting 300 home runs. We have six or seven guys that are All-Stars. We have MVPs and Cy Youngs. And then this year, we just got this utter disaster. Damn. Just a blah, 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 blah. So Braves today will finish out the air quotes first half of the season as they limp into St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. Grant Holmes is on the mound tonight, and they'll play three games against them, probably lose two of the three, and then they'll come home, and we'll get the All-Star festivities underway. Of course, Tuesday, the Home Run Derby with Ronald Acuna in it. Are we, Day-Day and Oren, are we more excited as Braves fans to watch Ronald in the Home Run Derby than we are the All-Star game? Is that a hotter ticket in town?
The Home Run Derby is, yeah, because we know what that's about.
At least we got a chance, Day-Day. Like, we got a shot.
To win something, right?
Yeah. This could be the high water mark of the year if Ronald wins the Home Run Derby. God, that's sad, but it's true. First Metallica reference of the day. I need a Beyonce reference from you at some point, Oren, okay? So I'll do the Metallica references, you do the Beyonce references. Tennis, if you were paying attention to breakfast at Wimbledon, I'm not, but if you were, Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz. So, Taylor Fritz is out. He was the last American there. Alcaraz beat him. Hey, I was thinking about this. You know, tell me, does this work, Day-Day? You follow tennis, right? More than I do, correct?
I follow, yes.
Sinner's nickname is the Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Alcaraz needs an animal nickname, and I think I hit on it. You want to know what it is?
I'm scared, but go ahead.
Alligator Alcaraz.
Why alligator?
Oh, never mind. all right, never mind. I was trying, Oren. Never mind.
There was an attempt. Yes, John.
I thought it was a pretty good one. All right, anyway. Sinner and Alcaraz. Who's in the women's final? Tell me again. I'm sorry, I'm just not. Guys, if you're a tennis fan, I apologize. I am not the show to call, okay? I am just, like, out. You know, if it's Coco Gauff and Taylor Fritz, I'd be in. You know, I just, at this point, if it's, I'm an ugly American, I admit it. I, you know, when we were good and we dominated, yeah, I was there for it. I wanted the Americans to win. It's like the Olympics, and we're not playing. You know, we boycotted or something. Yeah, I'm not watching. I hate to say that, but it's true. So the women's finals tomorrow and then breakfast at Wimbledon. I mean, I get it. Look, if you're a tennis fan, top two players in the world, you couldn't ask for more. I totally understand. Yeah, hopefully it's a great match. Hopefully you enjoy it. Not trying to rain on your parade. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm just, you have to believe me. I am far more interested in something else that I am prone not to watch, which is the Hawks Summer League. And the reason I'm prone not to watch it is because I know that Deshaun Tate can and other hoop heads can. So let me just ask you guys kind of up front, because Cooper Flagg made his debut yesterday. Can you guys do basketball 365?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I watched last night back here in the studio. I watched while I could bits of that Lakers Mavericks game, and I'll try to watch some of the Hawks game tonight too if I can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested enough to know what, you know, we get out of the Hawks. Certainly, obviously, I think Asa Newell's debut is going to be something that we all kind of, you know, look at and focus on. And
I'm watching WNBA games during the summer, too. So, yeah, like, that's why I doesn't
stop. God love
me.
You. God love you. You know, knock yourself out. I can't. Guys, I need a break from, like, normally my baseball break is from, like, late September when the Braves are out, or even, October, or, you know, November sometimes.
You can't just sit back and watch it, John, with nothing attached to it, just sort of for the fun of watching?
No, I got to go on to something else. I got to move on. I would get really, I had an opportunity. Look, I'm a big golfer, right? And I love golf. But I had an opportunity to go work at the Golf Channel a number of years ago, 20 years ago. I got an offer to go work at the Golf Channel, and I considered it. I considered going to Orlando to work for the Golf Channel. And then I thought, could I really do golf, you know, full-time, 365 days a year golf? And I went, I don't think so. I couldn't. This is what I love about our job, is that we go from football season to baseball season, and baseball season to basketball season, and basketball season to football season. And, you know, the things you change, you know, the seasons change. And so I can focus on something else. I can't live something, you know, marriage is hard enough to live 365, let alone a sport. I can't do a 365. But I am interested to know what the Hawks do in the summer league here, and I'll look at highlights. Watching the game itself, probably not. Matter of fact, no. Give me a review if you were watching, did you see Cooper Flagg play?
I did watch Cooper Flagg play last night.
And?
He looked like a rookie. There were plays that he made that were really good. He affected the game in more ways than scoring, but the shot looked a little bit off last night. I think he shot like 5 of 21. It's his first experience playing against guys who, you know, it's a step above college basketball. Not quite the law, you know, it's not quite the league, but they're guys who are playing in the summer league that have NBA experience, so...
So it's like G League, huh?
I guess you'd call it like the G League, but even the G League has a bit more of a physicality to it, I guess, than the NBA. And every step you go up from college basketball, whether it's the, you know, whether it's the Summer League, G League, the game's going to be faster. Guys are going to be bigger. Guys are going to be stronger. Game's going to be faster. So Cooper got a chance to get his feet wet a year before last, playing with the U.S. Select Team against the Olympic Team. But, you know, it's you go to college, play in college, and you got to step it back up again. So eventually he'll, you know, number one pick in the draft. The skill is there. It'll all translate very, very shortly, but just got to get caught up with it.
Well, you know, the when we talk to Steve Koonin here in a couple of hours, we're going to get Koonin in to bring us up to speed on what he's looking for. I have a sense that, you know, the Hawks are looking at this G League, the Summer League, and probably they've got a couple open spots. So I would imagine that they are really kind of scouting around and seeing, you know, if they can swipe somebody. Is it a summer league thing where they're really doing the heavy scouting, that Slay's doing the heavy scouting? Or do you think that they're looking at guys that are maybe not playing summer league, but more like veterans day-to-day, that they're looking at, like somebody mentioned Chris Paul at one point. Are they looking more like that in terms of the final couple of spots on the bench?
You know, with summer league, it really is a majority of guys that are, your rookies and maybe a lot of second year players. There could be the potential that, you're kind of eyeing some of these guys that are second year players out there. to see, and maybe you kind of monitor to see what happens with them. If someone does kind of get your eye, get your attention, maybe you kind of monitor to see what happens with them and their team that they're currently with. But for the most part, you know, it's really just an opportunity for these younger guys, the rookies, and these, like I said, majority second year players to really just kind of continue to hone in on their skills.
I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, because the Hawks have to make some decisions as well. And I know since you guys are watching it, I'm kind of leaning on you. I wouldn't ask this of Steve Kuhn. I'm not going to put him on the spot. It's not his call.
He wouldn't tell you anyway.
I know that. It's kind of not his place, yeah.
Talk about personnel, right. I understand that. But I'm wondering if this is like last chance for Kobe Bufkin. Like last call for alcohol. I think pretty much it might be.
Yeah, is a player that
that fourth year option or whatever next year, right?
Yeah,
first pick.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, you got to really. This is for him. This is a year he's really got to kind of show and prove. You know, because unfortunately injury has kind of held him back and not really given him the opportunity to show what he can do.
Injuries held Muhammad Gay back, but he's seemed to bounce back. I think Muhammad Gay can have a role on the team.
Yeah, I mean they like him. I know they like him.
Bufkin, I don't think so. I'm not confident. I don't want them going into the season with Kobe Bufkin as our backup point guard.
Well, that backup point guard spot is open, John, and they're going to give Kobe a chance to win that job. So,
right, that's why I'm saying it's last call for alcohol. I think it's his last shot, and I don't know what he has to show to prove that he can do it, but it's going to have to be far more than he's done. I mean, he's such a funny player. You know, he's like the guy that you want to send down to the G League for 3 years and tell him to hit the Golden Corral and the gym and come back, you know, much stronger, you know, much tougher, because he's got some basic raw skill level that I saw when he played at Michigan. When you see him play at times, you go, okay, you know, he's got the shot, he's got some of the moves, you know, it's just bigger, stronger, more mature, you know, just physically more mature.
And, I think you can ask Steve Kuhnin, maybe not directly if it's the last shot for Kobe Bufkin, but a guy like Kobe Bufkin who, you know, summer league again, what does he need to show to carve out himself a role on this team?
Yeah, I think that's fair, you know, and maybe we'll get into that too, because we are going to talk about the impact of summer league. Because outside of Asa Newell, are you really looking at anybody in the Hawks summer league to fill those open spots in the roster? And unless somebody jumps out because, you know, they got rid of Barlow and things of that nature, my answer is no. Unless somebody just blows up and you want to say, okay, we'll give you a shot. Now, that's not a guarantee. We'll give you a shot to start the season at that spot, whatever spot it is. Bufkin at backup point guard, for example. Or, you know, I mean, look, we got to go out and get a couple more guys. So we'll talk about that with Steve Kuhn in a couple of hours here on Dukes and Bell today. I did notice that the five-year max rookie went to Jalen Williams, who, man, how about that for a draft pick, huh?
$882 million they've given out to Chet, Shea, and J-Dub.
Look, it's worth it if they – look, they got a chip. Do they get another one? Maybe. You know, I mean, so you're paying for the production. And this is what we're talking about when we look at the Hawks here. You know, the Hawks will, you know, go second apron if they get a chip, but they got to get a chip. And this is why this year is so critical. This is why what Soleil did in rebuilding the front office. At first, I questioned the move about getting rid of Landry Fields, and now it looks like it was just stroke of genius. And so this is what shows you what I know.
Why'd you question it, John?
Well, because I thought he should have gotten some credit for building the roster as it is. I think he eventually won the DeJounte trade. I think he made the right pick in Zachary Risacher. I think he made the right hire in Quinn Snyder. So I think, you know, he should have got credit for all the – I think he made some of the nice moves on the bench that helped the bench. I think he did a lot of good things and put the team in a position to win. They've gone next level with this offseason with this new group.
But I think you also have to – to his detriment, the fact that they had to kind of dig themselves out of a hole of a trade, that DeJounte trade. The first DeJounte trade when they acquired him.
Yeah, but they did. I mean, some guys don't. And
the fact that
he ended up winning that trade.
But the fact that this team didn't get any better, though, over the past 3 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were playing with rookies and without half a year with their burgeoning superstar and things of that nature. So, I mean, I was giving them a little bit of slack here because I think we all came into it. Look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have gotten rid of him. I was just surprised that they did. I wasn't like, I can't believe they fired. I was just like, really? They did? Why? And I was asking the question, why? Well, we know why now. Because the guys in charge, these three guys, Soleil, Graham, and Dinwiddie, these guys know what this is the best front office Hawks have ever had. And it's just, and they haven't even played a game yet with these guys. This was a master stroke in this offseason. A master stroke.
Can I say something about the front office, John? What is it about the Hawks when they acquire guys from Golden State, their Golden State front office, that things tend to get a little bit better?
Well, I think that, you know, they've run a pretty tight ship out there. They've got enough rings out there that they understand what they have to do, right?
Because there was a former GM here. Mm-hmm. Who came from Golden State, who turned things around, got him going back, and then Soleil comes from Golden State as well. So,
well, I mean, where are you going to hire from? You want to hire from New Orleans? You want to hire from we did that, didn't we? And the fellas, you know, I mean, if you're going to hire from the best, you know, you want to hire the, you know, this, you want to take away the offensive coordinator, the hot office. This is why, you know, it's like hiring the Saban's assistants as your head coach, right? they know a thing or two. They learned under him. So look at his coaching tree. It's the coaching tree. It's the front office tree, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, so... and this front office is, phew, because you could talk all you want about Kristaps Porzingis, whose name I actually had to learn how to pronounce because it was like always Kristaps Porzingis, and the other acquisitions that they made on the bench, because Alexander, I mean, everybody was Kennard the whole bit. That that draft pick is mega gold. Mega gold. It's unbelievable they got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.